Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A new art space has opened in Cambridge in collaboration with the Lion Yard. Motion Sickness Project Space is an artist-led gallery space located on Petty Currie in central Cambridge. Ellie Breeze and Denise Kehoe are two of those behind it, and they are with us. Welcome to Cambridge Breakfast.
Thanks for
good morning,
us.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for coming in. So, this is contemporary art.
Yes.
What do we expect to see?
Well, our first exhibition is about millennials. So people aged, from around their mid-20s to, mid-30s. And it's about, we've gathered together kind of people from millennial artists, basically from different arts kind of sectors around Cambridge, such as Gallery 9, Cambridge Artworks, Wising. Where else have we got? Anyways.
ARU.
ARU, of course.
Because your background is with, I think, both of the Cambridge School of Art.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we all met each other. Mm-hmm. So, we've kind of got links with them. And
it's the exhibition, is it called the Me Generation? Or is that just something that I read somewhere? Or is that just what millennials are called?
That's kind of what we're working from. This idea that's kind of what we're known as.
Yeah.
And kind of playing on that. I think we kind of agree and disagree with it. Mm. So kind of playing with the fact that, we do it, we post our whole lives on social media, so we can't really deny it. But also, we kind of fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to apologise to the listeners at that point.
It's Friday. It's that kind of show.
Yes, with the
I knew I was going to do that.
Off-com rules normally apply. Go on.
You warned us that you would cough. You didn't warn us about that.
Yeah, we want to challenge it a bit as well.
I think it started because there's not much going on in Cambridge in terms of. There's loads of art going on, but I think there's lots of different factors.
Yeah, this is quite a different look, isn't it? Different style.
I think we're trying to bring something a bit fresher, and we've got lots of kind of art museums and stuff. And very
is that the nature of art, though? But I suppose the thing that you will get into different groups who are doing different styles, which is arguably no different, I don't know, to impressionists back in the day who would all get together and do their work as one. This is just the contemporary version almost, is it not?
I suppose it's different in that there's not a specific style that we all work in. Mm. So it's kind of anything goes.
Yeah.
But I suppose we're all working to roughly similar themes and
Who's responsible for the piece with the two legs, one in trousers, one in jeans, which meld into each other?
That is actually by an artist called William Van. Oh my God, his second name. Mm-hmm. Van Botischen, I want to say, who is an MA student whose show is opening next Thursday.
Yeah, Anglia Ruskin.
Actually, at Anglia Ruskin
Gallery.
Yeah, so his master's show.
What's it called and what does it mean?
It's called The Wrong Trousers.
Okay.
And Will's work is all about using and repurposing found materials, like waste materials. So he found both those trousers, all the shoes in a skip, and then kind of stuffed it with bamboo or something?
Bamboo, I think. Bamboo to kind of make it bendy.
Mm-hmm. And then...
So I suppose it's, about consumerism and the kind of...
Yeah.
Waste. Yeah. Co-problems. Yeah.
Yeah, waste at the moment. Consumerism.
I did actually pop in a couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
And
thank
towards
you.
The back, there's a screen and it's sort of, is it showing a repeated clip on a YouTube clip? Is that right?
Yeah, Phil Cornett's work and his work. I'm going to try and explain it, but I probably won't do a very good job. It's to do with grief, right? He lost his mum recently, and those are clips that she shared with him on social media. Mm. So it's going through, kind of processing it all, I think. And so, that's where that come from.
See, that's quite an interesting thing. That's very, there's a deep meaning behind it. But, actually, that's pretty bang on about what this generation is. You're going to save your Facebook account when someone passes. You're going to treasure all those video clips that you've shared and all those messages on your WhatsApp account or whatever. Yeah. That's the sort of... I guess.
Yeah, there's a whole digital version of us that we have that I think we're kind of maybe among the first generation to kind of have that from a young age.
I guess we've all, you know, I was looking the other day, we were looking for school photographs for, because next week going back to school, so I was trying to find some old ones of mine. And so, of course, I'm climbing up on shelves and going
into the attic, dusting off the photo album.
Yeah, but the first thing I did was to check my Facebook account to see if I'd posted one in the past, you know, just to save me digitising again. But now, it's effectively one ginormous digital photograph album, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever it might be, where everything is stored, and that's, you know, that's the way it is.
That's it. It is.
Scary.
Tell us a little bit about the exhibition space. Now, this has been given to you by Lion Yard, or at least at a very favourable rate.
Yeah, they've been super supportive. They are keen to kind of support the arts. They like the fact that there's something creative in the Lion Yard now. So.
They've been
working pretty closely with them, and
And it's interesting as well from the perspective as like a lot of shopping areas, Lion Yard has more space available than they used to, for largely because of your generation ordering everything online.
Yarny,
and then making arts about it. But from their perspective, though, actually, it's giving another reason to head to their shopping area and making it more of a community space. Obviously, shopping to a certain extent is a community activity, but it's broadening out by some distance.
For sure. I think there's definitely like a kind of mutual beneficial thing going on, because our numbers have kind of really surpassed our expectations as well. The kind of people we've been getting in so far, we've been getting an average of what, almost 200 a day, which is crazy for our exhibition.
A high number.
Yeah, but it's so...
And these, presume a lot of these people are going to be people whose intention was to buy a new pair of trainers.
And
instead they find the trousers.
Oh, that was strategic. Did you put the jeans guy with the trousers right in the window?
So, is
that sort of like, is that a lot of students who are coming in? Or is it just actually quite a wide range of people? Just very curious about it.
Yeah, we've got like a total age range. It's been really nice to see, actually, because I think we're used to reaching out to people that are our age. And I suppose that's who the show is aimed at, because that's what the work is about. But it's nice to reach like a broader audience. Yeah.
So this particular exhibition is there for how long?
This weekend. Yeah, this weekend. We're open 11 till 4, Friday to Monday. And also by appointment. So if you can't make it during those hours, get in touch with us on social media. You can find us at Motion Sickness Project on Instagram and motion-sick@hotmail.com.
Okay. And once you're done, do a new set of set of artists come in, or are you going to be curating future ones as well?
We will be inviting people yet to show, hopefully from around the UK. We've got hopefully some artists coming in from London next.
Yeah, the Pin Collective. So another art collective.
Super excited about that. And I think we're also going to be holding some play dates in between as well, which are a kind of way of getting to know the artists in Cambridge. Okay. So
fantastic.
Well, sounds really good. Thank you both, Eleanor, Ellie, and also Denise for coming in
and
telling us about Motion Sickness and Friends, which you'll find on Petit Curie. Just look for the trousers in the window. Way to do it. Thanks very much. 17 after 9.
Great. Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.